This is Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing, and for everyone who wants to know the story behind the book. And boy, oh boy, do we have a story to tell you about two books. And I am so thrilled. Here in the studio, I have Carol J. Perry, right where she was sitting, oh my goodness, oh, 9 years ago, over 9 years ago, for her first book. And she is now up to number 13. And for Carol J. Perry, who was born on Halloween Eve, number 13 is a lucky one because she is getting rave reviews for this book. Hi, Carol.
Good morning, Patsy. It's a pleasure to be here again.
Good morning. Well, I'm holding up to the camera the back of this wonderful magazine called Halloween Treats. And my goodness, one of your books is there.
Right there, yeah.
It's right there, and that's really exciting. And then you have the other book out today, which we are going to be talking about. And that's really exciting. So we're going to be talking about Now You See It in a minute. And meanwhile, we have somebody on the line. She's across the border. So this is an international program today. And I am so happy to welcome to Joy on Paper again. And she can come back anytime she wants. Hannah Mary McKinnon, also known as Holly Cassidy. Hi.
Hi, Patsy. Hi, Carol. How are you both?
Oh, hi, Holly. I'm so glad to meet you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Patsy. It's such a delight to be here again.
Well, I love your other name, Holly. I think that's so cool. And, you know, today we're talking to Carol J. Perry. She was, as I said, she was born on Halloween Eve. So her big series is Witch City Mysteries. And you have for the holidays, for Christmas, and so the release is today, getting everybody in the Christmas mood. We always like to get these holidays in early, and this one is called The Christmas Wager.
That's right, yep. It's my first rom-com, well, it's my second romantic comedy, but my first under the brand new pseudonym Holly Cassidy, yeah.
Okay, well, a beautiful cover, and it's a wonderful story. So this is always so exciting. We, you know, it's nice always to have a holiday book. And so with this one, Carol, did you look at the cover? It's really cool, isn't
it? I not only looked at the cover, I read a little bit about it, and I'm now following the author.
Oh.
I so admire the romance writer. I attempted it myself, and I found I'm a better mystery writer than I am a romance writer. So I shall read yours for inspiration, and I'm very glad to meet you on the air.
Oh, well, likewise. I was looking at your book, too, and wow, you've been pretty prolific, Carol.
It'll be in the Witch City series will be 10 years old next September. We'll have to have a birthday party for our Patsy.
That's right,
And my other series is the Haunted Haven series, and I have just turned in book 3 in that one, and that one takes place in Florida. And it's quite a different ambiance, but a mystery and a little romance.
And Carol was my first in-studio guest.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that.
That's 9.5 years ago, so it's really exciting. And she's done a lot in those years, and we're going to be talking a lot about that. But I wanted to talk today. Let's talk about The Christmas Wager. I thought the premise was so cute. It's exactly the kind of thing I love. So tell us the story behind that one.
Sure, with pleasure. So we have it's a dual narrative, two point of view characters. And the story is Bella, a real estate hotshot who's living in L.A., who's tasked with buying the building that houses an old and failing Christmas store called Always Noel in the sleepy little town of Maple Falls in Colorado. And she thinks, that's going to be easy. No problem. I can do that in my sleep. But when she gets there, she gets more than she bargained for in the shape of the shop owner's handsome, hunky electrician, Jesse, who tries to thwart her plans, and they end up in the Christmas Wager, which involves the Maple Falls annual holiday game. So, lots of fun and mayhem and Christmas cheer.
I thought the premise is great, and I love the idea of the wager and that they're going to have to battle it out.
Yeah. Yes, they do. They battle it out, and the annual Maple Falls holiday games are organized by the seniors club called the Meriatrics, and their fearless leader Gladys, who probably is a thriller lover because she's got a bit of a twisted mind.
This was a very original, cute me too. I loved the competition.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun to do. It really was. It was fun to imagine these feats out in the snow of, you know, there's baking competitions and a competition called Dead Snowman, where they have to basically decapitate snowmen with axes throwing at. It's quite ridiculous, but that's the whole fun. You know, you get to be a bit, I don't know, I don't want to say silly, because I don't want to make it sound ridiculous, but you just get to have some fun, and it was very different to writing thrillers.
Well, of course, you've been here for your thrillers, and mm-hmm. The Revenge List, I must tell you, that is one of the books that I get the most comments from my listeners. They love that. As you know, I love also lists. And so it just played into the listener's idea of, you know, something that everybody's thought about, a revenge list.
Hopefully it doesn't act upon, Patsy, really.
Yes, but they do love reading the book. And so that one was, I know it was a great success. And I know that with the Christmas Moager, you're getting a lot of great reviews.
Yeah, they're right now on Goodreads is my best rated book, which is lovely. And it really was a joy to write. It was fun, it was light, it was something, you know, in between my thrillers, because they seem to be getting darker and darker with each one that I write. Next year's is particularly dark. So it's nice to have that balance. And I'm thrilled how it's landing. It's fantastic.
Well, and of course, you're up there in Canada.
Yes.
How's the weather up there?
It's gorgeous. It's absolutely beautiful. It's, well, a couple of clouds in the sky, but it's lovely temperatures, the trees are turning, so it's a beautiful autumnal day. How about down there?
Well, we've had a hot, hot summer, haven't we?
We have, yes. And today it's a little cooler, but it's kind of fake fall. You know, it's going to be 90 again tomorrow.
Well, it's a little cooler because this is usually happens when Carol comes to the studio. For some strange reason, the first time she came, every time we get a storm. I mean, now, you know, it's really sort of, you know, the first time when it was absolutely gorgeous weather, and then she's coming to the studio, and suddenly we have thunderstorms and lightning, and the sky goes dark, and we're here to talk about Witch City Mysteries. And it was very ominous.
That is odd.
It is. And so today, it was also very sunny on my way up. And now it's sort of all overcast, and I'm waiting for the thunder and lightning to strike.
So, just wait a minute, it's coming.
It's coming, because she has a way with this Witch City Mystery series that, can you believe, up to 13 and number 13 in 10 years. That's pretty good,
incredible.
Huh?
That's prolific. I'm seriously impressed.
And she's got quite of, I can say this is... You know, it's always very inspirational when an author starts writing later in life and can accomplish so much. So,
you're going to tell about my birthday.
Well, I don't know if you want to.
Go ahead. I don't care. Go ahead.
So, how old are you going to be?
Be the good Lord willing. Next month, I will be 90.
90 years old on Halloween Eve. She was born on Halloween Eve.
In Salem.
In Salem, Massachusetts. Now, could anything be more perfect?
And I don't look 90.
No, she doesn't. She looks gorgeous.
I saw the pictures. I concur.
You pick your parents really carefully.
Well, congratulations on your upcoming birthday. That's such
Thank
a milestone.
It's exciting. I can hardly believe it myself. But my grandchildren have decided I needed a 90th birthday party. So I'm inviting any local listeners and friends of Patsy. It's going to be October 28th at Walsingham Park, people, in shelter number 8 from noon to 3. There will be food and cake. And Patsy said you can let her know if you're coming, so I'll be sure to have a big cake.
Yeah, and you can fly down, too.
Wouldn't that be something?
Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, you know, it's not quite cold enough for you snowbirds to start heading down here, but I'm so happy that, you know, after we went through the pandemic and we had no snowbirds, and our economy was terrible because you Canadians spend a lot of money when you come down.
Yes, that's very true. Yes, we do. It's been a while since I've been 2019, I think, when we met, actually, Patsy, at BoucherCon. That was where we met. That was the last time I've been. So I'll have to put it on the list again.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's hard to believe that it's almost 2024. After we went through those pandemic-y years that sort of messed us all up.
It
really did. First it was Blur's Day, then it was Blur's Week, and then it's Blur's Year.
Yeah. So were you writing this new book during the pandemic or about that time, huh?
The Christmas one?
Yeah, the Christmas one.
Yeah, I wrote it last year, actually. Last year? Yes, last year. And so we were coming towards kind of the tail end of-ish, I guess. I think it was really because of the pandemic, because I was home so much and really not doing anything, that I wrote four books in the last 2 years because, you know, what else was I going to do?
It's hard enough to go out in Canada in the cold weather, and then on top of it, when you're in pandemic-y mode and you have to wear a mask.
Exactly. Yeah, it just seemed to work to think, okay, well, can't really do much else. I'll just sit home at work and work. I've got ideas. Let's go.
So with the new characters, tell us a little bit about the new characters, because it's really a little bit more information about them, because I thought the idea of a real estate person going out to buy a building, you know, it is. I can see how she was thinking, yeah, this is a real easy thing.
Yeah. Yes. So Bella's in her late 20s, and she's very ambitious. She's very driven. Originally from Canada, from a very tiny town that I made up. And she's done with tiny towns. She's not a big fan of Christmas. Her dad walked out on her and her mum when she was 10, 3 weeks before Christmas. So it's not really her favorite time of year, and she doesn't like tiny towns. So when her boss gives her this assignment, you know, go to Maple Falls and get me this building for a steal, and if you do, you get a promotion and you get a big bonus, she's intrigued and excited, but it's a tiny town. But she's really confident. Yeah, I can pull this off. You know, the owner's shop's failing. The owner's motivated to sell. I got this. So dare I say she's a little bit cocky getting there, thinking that she can pull this off and be on a plane the same evening or maybe the next day. Until she meets Jesse. So Jesse's different to her in the sense that he loves Christmas. It's his favorite thing. He has a dog called Buddy from Elf. And he loves Christmas. He loves his small town. So they really are quite different. But there are a lot of similarities with them too. So, funnily enough, he's an electrician. And when I started writing the book, I said to my husband, who's an electrician, I'm going to make Jesse a hunky electrician just like you. And he looked at me and he started laughing. He said, "Yeah, whatever, stop it." And I did. So there's the inside scoop on Jesse for you.
Oh, that's nice. I think husbands appreciate that kind of a comment.
Yes, I think so. I'll be interested to see what he thinks when he reads it.
Well, luckily it wasn't a cozy mystery and you would kill him off then.
No, definitely not.
Carol goes around killing a lot of people off. Every book she has to kill at least one person.
It's a rule, I have to. But yes. I did name my handsome detective hero after my son-in-law, Peter Mondello, who is actually a Gloucester fisherman. And his daughters are getting a big kick out of Daddy being the handsome detective.
That's so fun. That must be so. And don't you just love these insider info bits that you can share?
Yeah, I think I love it. I always like when an author will say, well, you know, that really is my daughter I'm writing about. Well, I mean, C.J. Box does that. Now, he has three daughters, so he combines them all into one. He didn't want to fill up his book with daughters. But, you know, because he's a very, you know, when I first saw him, he's, you know, wears a cowboy hat and very macho. And his books are considered sort of, you know, very tough. But boy, oh boy, one of the reasons I think his books are so successful is that he has this daughter who softens up the story a little bit. And so, yeah, it's great when there's an inside info.
Yeah, I love those stories. I love to hear authors tell little secret things like that. It's fun.
Yeah, actually. So So, you know, when you're writing and now that everything is sort of calmed down, are you doing any, how are you doing your promotions for books nowadays?
Carol?
Yeah, and you.
Let you take this one.
No. Well, Carol just did a big convention here.
I did. I went to the NINC, Novelists Incorporated, convention in St. Pete Beach, and it was just wonderful. It's my third one, and they just get better and better. So I am all inspired and full of inspiration and improvements. And as for publicity, Kensington, my publisher, just does an amazing job of publicizing me and my book, magazine pages, and they've advertised in Ellery Queen magazine, and they arrange Zoom meetings, and I'm in the back cover of Women's World Celebrate in every supermarket in the world, I think, right now. And it's just been a wonderful adventure to have my books recognized and my words appreciated, and being acquainted with other writers. It's just it's a wonderful life.
It is. I mean, that's how we met at BoucherCon, and I remember just being so thrilled. Of course, you were at BoucherCon too, Carol and Hannah. Well, now, today you are Holly Cassidy. Where'd you come up with that name, Cassidy? Is that
it was funny because I was trying to go for a name with the initials HMM, you know, Hannah Mary McKinnon. So I think I floated something like Holly Mae Morgan or something like that, so I could maybe try and tie it in with the logo or branding or whatever. But we decided, no, it'd be better if we just had a two-word name, as it were, you know, first name, last name, not with a middle name. And I came up with the Holly, and Putnam, Penguin Random House, my publishers, came up with Cassidy. And I loved it because Holly, you know, very Christmassy, very festive. Cassidy actually means curly-headed, and if you've seen my author photo, you'll see why that works. And then HC is Happy Christmas. So it was just perfect, and I loved it.
It's a great name. I thought it was a great name. So are you doing any events? Do you come down to the States sometimes to promote your books?
Not in person, not for the past few years. No, I do a lot of online stuff, actually. And what I find quite different with a Christmas book release versus a thriller book release is that there's a whole lot of stuff that goes on for the next couple of months, right up until Christmas. Whereas with a thriller, it would be there's a lot going on, say, in pub months and then the few weeks after, and then it tapers off. But with the holiday books, actually, it's going to be ramping up towards Christmas. Because some people aren't quite ready to read a Christmas book just yet. You know, we have of course, other holidays in between and whatnot, you know, Halloween being one of them. So I do have some online events that are going on. If anyone wants to see what I'm up to, then that's on hollycassidyauthor.com.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. So you have your own website for that, hollycassidy.com.
No, HollyCassidyAuthor.com.
HollyCassidyAuthor.com.
Yeah.
Okay. And the name of the book is The Christmas Wager. It's a wonderful premise. I think a great idea. And people, you can get this book and discover some of the challenges that Holly came out with, which is always so much fun when you're an author and you have to come out with really creative things. I have a feeling that everybody's going to really enjoy finding out what exactly the challenges are.
Thank you. I hope so.
Okay. Well, today is the release date, so everybody, you can get it. It's online, and I'm so happy that you could join us today, and we can talk about this book, The Christmas Wager. And when's the next book coming out? Next thriller?
So the next thriller will be July 2024. It's called Only One Survives, and it's about the rise and violent demise of the all-female pop rock group called The Bittersweet.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to that one. So you keep busy. I know, you know, it's going to get cold up there in Ontario, and it's going to have quite a few months of snow.
Yeah.
So you'll be writing a lot more, and it's really always so much fun to talk to you. And everybody, get this book. It's called The Christmas Wager by Holly Cassidy, and you will love it. And thank you again for being on Joy on Paper today.
Thank you. Thank you. It was lovely to meet you, Carol.
Thank you, Holly. I'll be looking forward to reading your book.
Likewise.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.